Blog Talk Radio.
Speaking in tongues, part two, the truth untold. Speaking in tongues, part two, the truth untold. Amen. We get our scripture text from 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen. Chapter 14. Our devotional scripture text is verse 33, and it reads as follows. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and we glorify your mighty name, Father, and as your words say, Father, we just ask for peace in the church, Father. The church, so that the church may not be overrun, Father, with man's wisdom and his tradition. Father, that the church may learn doctrine, Father, and it may learn what your word says pertaining to the church and pertaining to God's followers. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We just ask you for this wisdom. And we ask that you be glorified and magnified in the church. Oh, God, we just thank you. Oh, God, we just pray that this will may be done. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you again for tuning in. Amen. This broadcast, and we just ask that you would continue to pray for God's servants and that we'll continue to pray for you. Amen. Our text is 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Well, before we get started, I want to read you the definition of tongue in my Greek concordance. Amen. Those of you who want to look it up, it's 1100. And the word is glossa. This says tongues, the tongues of man, used for fiery tongues appearing upon the apostles in the day of Pentecost, a tongue, a language, people of a different language, a foreign or strange language, which one has not learned, but yet is enabled to speak as a result of the supernatural intervention of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that was the Concordia's reason reading of the word glossa of tongues in the Greek Concordance, 1100 glossa. Amen. One of the things that I have learned is where most of the time the charismatic church get their notion in which they're talking to God, they misinterpret this scripture. So I'm going to read this scripture in chapter 14, verse 2, and it reads as follows. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaking not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Amen. So, the Bible is letting us know here, if you speak in an unknown tongue, you speak it to God. And what he means by that is very simple. If you speak it in an unknown tongue and nobody have an interpretation of that tongue, because that tongue is of this earth. If nobody have an interpretation unto that tongue, amen, you are speaking to God, because God's the only one have an interpretation of what you're trying to say. Say, for instance, if you're speaking in Spanish in the church, amen, and the church have no Spanish-speaking people in there to interpret that tongue, then you're speaking to God, because there's no interpretation of that tongue, so only God is the next person that know that tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not talking about you got a special language. There is no special language. Amen. Even the Vatican tried to have a special language. There is no special language. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're gonna go ahead on into this thing, because I know a lot of people have grown up or have seen the things that I've seen in the church of people speaking in this gibberish language or this gibberish language and calling it a tongue. Well, let me just tell you, a tongue is meant to be understood. If it's not understood, it's in vain. Everything that they saying is in vain. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I know that this is going to get on some people's nerves, but if you would just take the time to study the Word of God rather than listen to all of these false preachers and listen to all of these charismatics and Pentecostals and Protestants who jump up and run all the way down the hall and then go outside and smoke a cigarette or go outside and go back to drinking and smoking dope, then you'll understand what's going on here, amen, because the truth is not in them, amen, and it never will be in them, because they following after false teaching, amen. Can I get a witness here? The Bible tells us to be a disciple of Christ. That is a learner. We need to learn of him and learn his ways and learn his words, amen, which is in the Holy Bible. Can I get a witness here? God. Hallelujah. The scripture said, is we still in verse chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. The scripture said this in verse 21. It says this. It says, in the law it is written. Anybody know what this means? It says, in the law it is written. In the word of God it's written. It's written. All right. With men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, says the Lord. Listen to what he said. I'm going to read this over. I'm going to slow it down for you so that you can understand what he says. In the law it's written. It's written in here. If you're willing to search it out. But most people are not willing to search it out. They'd rather somebody tell them a lie than to search it out. So he said, with men. What is he talking about? He didn't say with angels. He said with men. He didn't say with God. He said with men. Hallelujah. Men of other tongues. This word, other tongues, is a heteroglossa. It's one word, heteroglossa. Heteroglossa. Oh, God. That means men of other glossas, other languages, another language. Meaning that God is going to use men to speak to other men in other languages, so he can get his word around this world. Because the whole world do not speak in English. There are many languages in which God needs to interpret his word, amen. And in order for him to do that, he has to give the people or the men, amen, the knowledge or the gift of speaking in tongues, which is speaking other language and translating other languages. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, even with this I speak unto people, and yet for all that will they may not hear. Hear me, says the Lord. All of them is not going to hear the Lord. Even he doing all of this for the church, and most of them is not going to hear him. Amen. He said, wherefore tongues are for a sign. Amen. For a sign for what? He said, not for them that believe. It's not for them that believe. Amen. All right. But to them that believeth not. To them believeth not. Amen. He said, but prophesying serveth not for them that believeth not, amen, but for them which is believing. While prophesying, you need to know the words. You need to belong to God to even believe the prophecy, amen. Get a little witness here. It's plain, cut, and simple, but people want to put a glass eye on it so that you won't believe what God is saying. Amen. We need to come together, church. We need to come together with an understanding that we may be able to understand the truth. Hallelujah. We need to come together so that we need to believe the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to believe the truth. But most of us are believing a lie. And we believe it in all of this mess, amen, in which the Bible have names for it. It's all in the Bible, church, but we're not willing to search it out. If you could just search it out and understand what these people are trying to do, amen, then you'll be able to understand, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go. Up to the chapter 12, amen, chapter 12. Amen. The body, the chapter 12. We're looking at verse 27. The scripture says, "Now ye are the body of Christ." He's talking about the church. The church is the body of Christ, and the members in particular. And God has set some in the church. He set some in the church. Okay, he said, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Diversities of tongues is the last one he mentioned in here. He's talking about many tongues, many languages. And he said, are all apostles, are all prophets, all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all gifts of healing, they have all speech with tongues, do interpret it. Amen. But covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent, amen, an excellent way. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says you, amen, that you ought to seek the best gift. Tongues is not one of them gifts. Amen. You need to edify the church. Amen. And edify the church wholly and with understanding, so the church will understand where you are coming from as a minister. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Amen. We don't need to try to confuse the church. The church is not to be confused. It should be right up on point. Amen. Can I get a witness? The Bible said line on line, precept on precept. Amen. We should be able to study to show ourselves approved, a workman. Amen. Can I get a witness here? He said, for God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of confusion. So if your church is confused, you know God is not in that. Amen. It's a lot of wickedness and deceptiveness going around in the church today. Amen. And the truth is not there. The truth is not there because the people are not willing to accept the truth. And if you are willing to accept the truth, you will study to show yourself approved, amen. Just because you've been doing this all your life, it don't mean you're right, amen. Can I get a witness here? I used to believe it all my life about Christmas, amen. But I have found out, amen, 10 years ago that Christmas is not true, amen. Can I get a witness here? We have to understand that some of the things that we're doing in this church, amen, is from other gods and from other traditions in which the Christian church have allowed to seep in, amen, and to confuse the church, amen. Hallelujah. Don't believe everything that you see. Don't believe everything, amen, that's in your church today, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. I said, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we need to stop doing what we're doing and reveal the church, amen. Can I get a witness here? Reveal the truth in the church. I'm in chapter 14, amen, 1 Corinthians, verse 26. It said, how is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you had a song, amen, had a doctrine, has a tongue. It's where tongue is blossom, amen, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edification. Amen. If any man speaks in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, at the most by three, that by course and let one interpretate. Amen. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church. You hear that, church? He said, if there be no one to interpretate, you need to be quiet. Amen. The pastor needs to shut him up. Amen. Hallelujah. If there don't be nobody interpreting what they're saying in the church, that foreign language needs to be known. If it's not known, it's not for the church, it's not for anyone in there. Shut them up. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, but if there be no interpretation, let him keep silent in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. Amen. Can I get a witness? If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace, for ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, that all may learn, that all may learn. If there was an unknown tongue that speaks directly to God, that no man knoweth, how is it that you gonna learn? It's saying you need to be learning this, whatever the people are saying. You need to learn from it. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all may be comforted, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. He didn't say subject to God. He says subject to the prophets. Amen. He's talking about interpretation in the language, in the tongues that being spoken here. Amen. There is no tongue that's above man right now today. Amen. That God wants you to know. Amen. He wants every one of us to learn from the interpretation of our own dialect, our own language. We need to be his disciple, his learner. Can I get a witness here? Hallelujah. Let me hurry up and close with the scripture in John. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. I know he is. If you willing, church, amen, amen, willing to search out his scripture, oh, God. I said, if you're willing to search out the scripture, God can be good to you. Once you are illuminated, amen, with the truth, knowing that some of the things that you was doing was bogus, was far, because you've been in a church that had followed tradition for all these years. Oh, God, I just thank God for his truth. I thank him for his understanding. I thank him for his mercy. Oh, God, Jesus' name. Oh, God, I'm in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Starting at verse 6, the scripture says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Jesus said this. I did not say this is in yours and my Bible. Can I get a witness here? The scripture said in verse 6 that Jesus said unto him, doubting Thomas, he said, I am the way. I am the way. Jesus is the way. Oh God. The truth. The word of God. He's the word of God. The truth. Hallelujah. And the life. The Logos. Hallelujah. Oh God. He said, no man. Did he say angel? He didn't say angel, did he? Hallelujah. Did he say God? Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said, no man, no human, no created, hallelujah, cometh unto the Father, his Father. Nobody cometh to his Father. Oh, God. But, listen, look at that but. He said, but by me. The only way that you're going to get straight to the Father is by Jesus Christ himself. I don't care if you speak it in a language from outer space, amen. That language is not going anywhere but to Jesus Christ. And Jesus will take that language to his Father. Can I get a witness? Who is you that saith that you can communicate directly to God? Who is you, church, that says you're the only one that has the anointing on Christ, amen? The anointing of Christ, amen, does not come in us, amen. It does not come upon us, I'm sorry, but it is already in us through the word of God. We don't have to wait for the Holy Ghost to come. The Holy Ghost is already here. Read your word, amen. Here, get a witness here. That's why Jesus died on the cross, that the Holy Ghost could come, that we might have life, and life more abundantly.